Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grunder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grunder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Filling in today for Marty Grunder is Grow Group Vice President Vince Torchia.
Hi, everybody. Vince Torchia here from The Grow Group, bringing you another exciting episode of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Hey, welcome to 2026. Congrats on a great 2025. Looking forward to even more success in 2026. This year, in this mini episode of The Grow Show, just want to talk to you about some things I've seen successful companies do from a messaging standpoint to help make sure that you're setting up your year for success early on. I know for some of you, you could be in the middle of snow fighting. For some of you, you're kind of in this planning mode or in this recharge mode, depending on where you are in the country. But what I want everyone to hear is that there's only 12 months in every year. And so every month we don't have our plan. Every month we don't have our messaging. Every month we don't have our wins charted out. We risk losing, right? And so what I want to make sure everybody hears is that there's certain things we can do right now. If we haven't done them yet, it's okay, to set up our year for success. So I want to talk to you about three things today. But first, what I want to talk to you about is having a theme for your year. It's something we've always done at Grunder Landscaping Company. It's something I've always encouraged companies to do, is to have a theme. And that theme does not need to be 25 banners in your shop or a meeting where all we do is talk about the theme or getting tattoos of the theme on our arms. But it means, as an owner, as a leadership team, as a manager, as a salesperson, what is our theme for the year? And what that really means is, at the end of the day, what do we need to make sure we stay focused on? That stretches across all the organization. So at Grunder Landscaping Company, we've had lots of themes. We've had Be the Buffalo was a theme one year, which meant, hey, no matter what happens this year, let's just charge forward, right? We were coming out of COVID, coming out of change. We had to be the buffalo. We had to charge forward. Our one of recent that's really resonated well as a growing company, like all of you, was back to basics. What are the things that made us successful at our organization previously? Have maybe we wandered from those as we've gotten to be a larger company with more transactions and more team members? Let's not forget the basics. And for us, the basics really went back to our core values, right? Doing a quality job, taking care of our team, ensuring that we were profitable, and being leaders in all that we do. And so again, back to basics for us was a great theme to use, which is again carrying us into 2026. But long story short, what is your theme for 2026? Is it a culture year? Is it a sales year? Is it an operational slop year that I've heard, right, come up on some of my ACE conversations about, hey, we've been growing, but we've been getting sloppy on our operations. So that's my first question to you is, what is your theme for the year? There are no right themes. There are no wrong themes, right? The only thing I'm asking you to do is take a step back. Think about the year gone by in 2025. Think about what needs to happen in 2026 for you. Get that theme in your mind. Kick that around with some managers, some leaders, some salespeople, some other people in your organization, and then agree, okay, well, how can we communicate this? Maybe we end our meetings with back to basics. Maybe we recognize people for the core values that are exhibiting back to the way that we originally defined them. If it's a sales year for you, how do we get the whole company excited about sales? If it's a culture year, what is our 12-month culture calendar? How are we going to make sure every month we're growing and focusing on the culture that we have of the business? So again, I would encourage you all to have a theme. Complete Land Sculpture, right? Our hosts for Grow 2026 will be there before we know it in Dallas, Texas. Their theme, Grow Maintenance, right? We want to grow maintenance in our company. We want everybody aligned on growing maintenance at Complete Land Sculpture. Easy to understand, really valuable for the company to grow maintenance. And again, it's something that everybody can get behind. So whether you came up with this in November or it's January and you're thinking about 2026 coming up, I would ask all of you first to set your year up for success. What is our theme for this year? Use ChatGPT if you need some help. Kick it around for some people. Doesn't need to be too cute. Doesn't need to be anything other than something we can rally around for 2026. So that's number one. What is our theme? And how are we going to take it from just, right, a theme that we have an idea about into our actual workplace? Hopefully recognizing our team, bettering our clients, and just increasing the overall experience you have whether you work with or for our organization. What's our theme? Number two, how are we going to recognize our team members for a job well done this year? I am hyper fixated on this going into 2026 because I realize my personality, probably like many of you that are listening, man, I'm not really great at celebrating the good that goes on because I'm an achiever. For those of you that are watching, I've got my Clifton Strengths set up behind me here that we do with our ACE program that Megan and Tracy help us lead. But I'm an achiever. I'm a competitive person. I like to win. And so when you win, you kind of move on, right? Instead of saying, hey, we won, let's celebrate and recognize people for those wins. So number two, as we're thinking about our year, what team members do we need to recognize for the success and for the potential success they have at our organization? I can think of, again, whether it's Grinder Landscaping Company, the Grow Group, our team at McFarland Stanford we work so close with, there's a lot of awesome people that probably don't always get the recognition they need. They just don't, right? It's not through anybody's fault. It's not because anybody is malicious in anything that they're doing, but we move fast, we want to win, and we don't slow down and, again, recognize people for a job well done. So I would encourage you, as you think about 2026, after we have our theme, after we know kind of what's going to set our target on the year from a thematic standpoint, who are some of our underappreciated team members? Who are they? And how can we recognize them? Thank you notes in front of the team, right? Praising in public, opportunities for advancement, opportunities for career growth. But who are our underappreciated team members that we need to make sure they feel the love in 2026? Who are our underappreciated clients who need to feel the love in 2026? Marty has this funny joke where he talks about how at Grinder Landscaping Company, we've got 150 employees, and I love all of them but 147. It's a joke, right? People laugh when he says it, or they're supposed to laugh. But the point that Marty's trying to make in that joke is that how many of us spend our time, energy, and effort on the three squeaky wheels, on the three challenges, the three things that we, you know, they come home with us after work, and we don't spend our energy on the 147 that are awesome, that are kicking butt every day, that are working really hard, and that because they're doing a good job, they kind of go unnoticed sometimes. Same thing happens with our clients. We're used to communicating with troubled clients. We're used to putting out fires with clients that are a challenge for us, whether it's our fault or theirs or some combination. But are we doing okay with the clients who just do good work? We do good work for them. They pay their bills on time. They don't complain. They shout out our team. What are we doing to recognize them next year? What are we doing to ensure that those are the people who we want to be working with? They get some of our time, some of our energy, and some of our attention. And lastly, what about our vendors, our subcontractors, the people that we rely on, right? Their business is making our business successful. We rely on them. They rely on us. Who are some of our underappreciated vendors and subs? They pay their bills on time. They do a great job. When we need them, they spring into action. Again, are we used to thinking about the subs that we, you know, call with one eye open, like what is this going to cost and how are they going to do this? And God, I'm so worried about this. Or the vendor that maybe dropped off the wrong plants one time, or maybe we didn't get the right stone from them, or maybe they were closed when they said they were going to be open and we had a crew sitting waiting on somebody. You know, we spend our time thinking about those vendors and those subs instead of hopefully the subs and the vendors that are making things happen for our business, right? They're helping us move the ball forward. Who's underappreciated in that world? And how can we appreciate them in 2026? Whether it's a subcontractor vendor luncheon, whether it's being top of mind for referrals, inviting them to your business, bringing them a meal, recognizing their team for a job well done. How can we bring them back and appreciate them for what they do? That's number two. So number one, what's our theme? What are we focused on for the year? What is our calling card at the end of the day? You know, what are we really trying to accomplish? Number two, how are we going to recognize the important underappreciated people in our business? How are we going to recognize the underappreciated team members, the underappreciated clients, and the underappreciated vendors? What can we do for them in 2026? And then finally, the last thing to set your year up for 2026 is to now put the communication on your calendar for what is happening in the business. Find now the plan that you want to follow as an organization to communicate internally with your team about how we're doing as an organization. At Grunder Landscaping Company, we do that via our Grow meeting, our once a month State of the Union, all hands on deck. Everybody in the company hears same message at the same time about what we are doing in our organization. Does our grow meeting maybe need to be updated? Do we need some changes? Do we need some tweaks? Of course we do, right? But I'm glad we've rolled it out. It's probably one of the best things we've done in the last few years is our Grow meeting. But that Grow meeting, right? Why I'm talking about it now, it's on my mind. What communication follows that? What communication precedes it? How can we communicate better in that meeting? A lot of it's talked about. Maybe we need to put some of it in writings or in a memo or in newsletters. But I want you to think about, we spend time thinking about goals. We spend time thinking about how we're going to accomplish the things that we want to have. We have our revenue targets. We might have our margin targets, maybe even our profitability targets. But do we have our plan to communicate those across the rest of the year? Again, I'm speaking from personal experience. It's very easy to set out the targets and set out where we want to go. It's harder sometimes to communicate it along the way. Again, no different than the best analogy of all time is the leadership bus. Very easy to say, hey, we're driving from Boston, Massachusetts to Tallahassee, Florida. That's great. We're in the driver's seat. We know exactly where we're going. We know how much fuel we got. We can see the GPS right in front of us. We know how fast we're going. I know when we're going to make stops. But the further I go back on this bus I'm driving from Boston to Tallahassee, the less information people know. So how do they get it? They ask. They got to ask the person in front of them, who might have to ask the person in front of them. Or maybe they just walk up right to the front of the bus and they ask you, right? Have you ever had that experience before? And so instead of having them have to ask us for updates or having to ask you about where we're going or what time we're going to be there or when can I go to the bathroom on this bus trip that we're on, how can we just proactively communicate that back? How can we do that via meetings? How can we do that via dashboards? How can we do that via written communication? How could you at the end of 2026 say, hey, if we follow this plan, there is no way our team on our bus could ever say they don't know where we stand right now with the business. Wouldn't that be an awesome goal for next year? So that's what I want everyone to do for 2026 to set it up for success. Number one, pick your theme, pick the words that matter to you, whether it's back to basics, whether it's grow maintenance, whether that's reengaging with safety, whether that's a sales year, whether that's an operational slop or efficiency year, name the theme and communicate it with the team. And run that through your filter to figure out, do we end meetings that way? Do we start meetings that way? Do we have a special metric we're going to do? Are we going to recognize a team member for it? What is our theme? How are we bringing that into the day-to-day of the operations? What's our rallying cry for 2026? Number two, how are we recognizing the underappreciated team members, clients, and vendors? Let's not let 2026 be a year that we take for granted any relationships. Because for all intents and purposes, 2026 is going to be a good year for our industry. What will happen in 27, 28, 29, nobody knows. But all I know is that I want to go into those years on a solid footing, not on my heels, worried about how a team member or a client or a vendor feels about our relationship. And then finally, what is our communication plan? Are we going to do a monthly meeting? Are we going to have more scoreboards out? Are we going to have written communication go to our team members, maybe in English and in Spanish or any other language that our team members use? But how are we going to chart the course so that no team member ever has to ask, how are we doing? Where are we trending? What's the update? They have access to that, or they know when they will have access to it via meeting, writings, etc. So I hope you've had a wonderful holiday season. I hope you're just as excited as I am for 2026. And hopefully I'll be seeing you in person in Dallas, Texas, February 10th, 11th, and 12th at Complete Land Sculpture for Grow 2026, where their theme, as I mentioned, is to grow maintenance. So thanks for listening in on this mini episode of The Grow Show powered by Steel. Have a great 2026. And we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Join Marty Grunder and the Grow Group team for the annual event for landscape pros. Grow 2026 will be held on February 10th through 12th, 2026 in Dallas, Texas, and feature a behind-the-scenes tour of Complete Land Sculpture alongside breakout sessions diving deeper into the topics we cover each week on The Grow Show.